close, in the other part, close to LaFette Street, and off of 8th Avenue. Mm-hmm. And then out this way, it was mostly off of 12th Avenue, back over that way. Right in this section, it was always called Waverly Section. And where we live now, this is Waverly Section, and it wasn't any black people in this section at that time. And my son lives out Melrose, that's on out farther from here, and there was, it was no blacks out this way at all.
Do you think, is this a fairly integrated neighborhood?
Yes.
Are there, do you find that this is happening more and more around Nashville?
Yes, oh yes, what? Definitely so.
How about religious areas of town? Would you say that there's a definite, maybe a definite Jewish section or Catholic section?
No, I wouldn't, because they are mixed up. It's all around now. There used to be. But since buildings have been torn down and since new buildings have been put up and new subdivisions and all, it's not that way anymore.
Okay. Have you seen this change?
Change? Yeah. Oh, definitely so.
Yeah, about when... Or tell me about it, you know, when you noticed it or when you really began noticing it.
Well, it has been quite some time ago, I've been living here for, I would say, 17 years, and so it was, I would say, during the time when we first moved over here.
And where did you move from?
We moved from, at that time, my mother's house, we were living with her, and she lived over in the section I was just telling you about, off of 8th Avenue. Mm-hmm. But that house burned down, so we had to move into an apartment. It was a housing apartments. At that time, they were real nice, but they were strictly for blacks, you know. And we lived there for 5 years, and then we moved out here. And when we moved out here, there was no blacks at all.
You were the first?
Yes. There was no blacks here, and this the people that where we come here, they were white, and they were fixing to move. I think they had a farm or something in the country. They was gonna build them a house on it, and we were really about the first ones in this section. And before we got moved in, because we had to wait until these people were able to get their land or something about it. And before we got in, then there was a couple next door that moved in, a black couple. And everybody else was still white. But gradually, the black people bought the whole section.
Mm-hmm. Did you find that, were there any problems in that?
No, we had no problems whatsoever. You know, in some sections, I think maybe they might have had problems. Well, I know some did, but we didn't have any problems at all, because the people that we bought this house from, some of the things downstairs, you know, they let them stay and all. And we just had no problems at all, because some of the white people stayed for a long time.
Are there any whites on the street now?
No.
It has changed mainly now to a black neighborhood.
Right.
Well, Betsy and I were just noticing, we really feel that compared to Atlanta, there are very, very good black and white relations.
Oh, sure enough?
Yeah, maybe it's just the people I've met. I really feel that. And, you know, we weren't sure whether it was particular just to Nashville or just the people we met, but we really like them.
Well, I really think that it's really Nashville. I really do. Mm-hmm. Because I have friends that live in all sections of town. Like East Nashville, and out north, and on out farther north, and even on out farther this way, and they haven't had any problems at all. And that's real good. That's most important.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.